I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Oh my god, seriously!
What? Come on!
Son of a bitch!
Ladies, welcome to the summer edition of Ragtime.
Hi.
Sorry we've been a bit shitty and been delayed in doing this on a monthly basis.
Yeah, most of my ragtimes are going to be about why we didn't record Ragtime. Because I've had a month.
A month? Pretty much around your birthday. So you pretty much pissed off the birthday gods of somewhere.
I did something.
I don't know. However, there is a backstory to all of your things that happened to you around this time.
Uh-huh.
But I hope all of you are having a lovely summer.
Yeah.
And not being too angry about things. And if you are, it's possibly you could be pissed off at the same stuff that we're pissed off about.
It is very hot, so I'm sure a lot of people are angry more so than happy.
Yeah, and, you know, send Denise a hi, because I think she needs it. Because she, you know, when I wrote her, I'm like, sorry, we're delayed.
Well, she was like, she's working at a pub in England.
Yeah, and
which sounds like, oh, you're like, what's so bad about that? They don't have air anywhere in that fucking country. It's like, because they didn't have to deal with this shit until global warming.
Right.
They never had 90-degree weather.
No, global warming's not a thing. The Earth's flat.
We were there. We happened to just be there, like, last year on the hottest day of the year in Ireland. And I thought, they don't even know what fans are. Like, do you have an upright fan for the room? What?
Huh? Seriously?
Like, hey, just open a window. No, not in this.
Oh, no.
It was the worst. So I can't imagine working in an old building.
In a pub.
Yeah.
Pouring beers.
Ugh.
And why would you want to go to a pub? I would want to.
She said, like, why are they here? Why?
Like, because maybe the beer's cold when you first get it.
Ooh, it don't last
but
long.
I can guarantee you, like, in 2 minutes, after you put your hand on that glass,
yeah,
it probably, like, warms it up just like that. No, yeah, thank you. And there's nothing worse than warm beer. No. I would want to be home in, like, taking a cold bath. Like, yeah, you have to have cold water. Just sitting in a bathtub.
I want to live somewhere where there's, like, two seasons at most, and it's, like, always 70-something.
Is that San Diego?
Yeah.
So far, that sounds kind of nice.
I know. Maybe my old age.
But how big are the bugs there? Because that's the thing.
There's,
like,
always something bad somewhere that's really, yeah, nice.
Like, I can't handle big
California
bugs.
California is beautiful, but, like, there's earthquakes, there's wildfires.
And mudslides.
Mudslides.
No.
Possible tsunamis. Who knows?
True.
You could break off at a fault line, float into the sea.
But that's one of the states you don't want to retire in because the government will take all your money.
And if you go to Florida, that area, there's all shit going on down there.
You got hurricanes and it's, you hate humidity here.
Oh, so gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Georgia and all that.
And there was bugs. I can't deal with big bugs.
Yeah,
I can't deal with
there is large
big
spiders
water.
and large cockroach type bugs.
Nope.
Yeah, really gross.
No, I'm good. I can't. Like, I'd rather it be hot than, like, get freaked out opening up my shower curtain and seeing, like, a big water bug. I would lose, especially if I'm older, retired, I'd probably freak out, trip on something, break a hip, and then die.
Like, New Jersey isn't, like, I'm not gonna say it's, like, the best fucking state, but I have to say it has a lot of good qualities because there's no real major, normally, there's no major weather things. Hurricanes are becoming a problem now, but that didn't really used to be that bad of a case
and
before.
And we have one or two, like, major snowstorms.
Yeah, but, like, our seasons are pretty mild.
Yeah.
And, like, we're close to other stuff. There's like, parts of New Jersey that are, like, what you could picture New Jersey to be.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't live in New Jersey. But then, like,
you know,
there's like a nice beach and
the beginning of the Sopranos open?
Yeah.
That's, like, Jersey. Some
yeah,
of it.
Like,
yeah,
like, anything near the Newark airport is disgusting.
Yeah, yeah,
so
exactly.
Your ride into Jersey is not a good sight.
No.
But if you go, like, South Jersey or you know, west side of Jersey where it's, like, pinelands and beaches, it's nice.
It is nice.
It's just everyone's a prick. Not all of Jersey, but most of it. Most of it. South Jersey, they get a little bit better. But rednecky.
Right. You have to be white.
Okay.
We ran into... Here,
good point.
Here's the thing. On vacation, we went to a brewery, talking to, like, the owner, and we told him we're in Monmouth County. He goes, oh, you're from North Jersey.
No. Central Jersey.
Dude, it's Central Jersey. Nope. Anything above Cherry Hill is North Jersey.
It fucking is not.
I'm like... Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
clearly you're a racist. Yeah. Because that was the day Roseanne Barr tweeted out her tweet. And, you know, people are all, like, up in arms about it. But it's like, yeah, because she's a racist piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And he's just like, I don't know. You know, like, clearly he voted for Trump. And I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, okay, I don't care. And when he, you know, when they start talking to people, they're like, oh, where do you work? MSNBC? Oh. Yeah, I don't work for Fox News, you fucktard. Like, I can't. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Sorry. I'll take it back. Yeah. You know, I don't work for Fox News. I can't even say it.
I'll cut the whole thing out. It's just horrible.
It is horrible. But anyway, yeah. So people can be a bit... I mean, people are racist everywhere. But, like, some people in South Jersey are flying the Confederate flag.
Oh, good. Okay. It's like you're in New Jersey.
I'll just say that.
You're in New Jersey.
Right.
Not south of the Mason-Dixon line here, motherfuckers.
I agree. So, let's tell our listeners why... You haven't been able to record.
I'll tell you something I hate.
Please.
Objects falling on my head.
And why did it fall on your head?
I don't like it. Why did it fall
on my head? No, I wouldn't want things to fall on my head either.
Because it was the ultimate revenge for me not putting back caps on things.
So you have this aversion.
I found out Siobhan has the same problem because Dave was like, you too!
Okay, so for whatever reason, you know, you open up something and it has a lid. Mm-hmm. You just turn it back and you just... Turn it to make it tight.
I try my best sometimes, and it just doesn't work out.
I don't understand how your best just doesn't
like,
make
get,
it tight.
Like, I get iced tea, and I can never get the cap on right. And I think I got it, but I didn't. And sometimes I'm just lazy. I'll admit it. And I'll put it on, like, peanut butter jars, and sometimes my pill bottles I'm a little bad with.
Okay, I can get that stuff.
Yeah.
But when you have to change a light bulb out of a light fixture...
Yeah, so it's like glass dome light fixture.
So, this, when I put in the ceiling fan...
Yeah.
I thought I screwed in the dome all the way. Another, like, 2 days later, I found it on the bed.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, this is the second bedroom.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, oh, because that thing would have hurt.
It would have hit you right in the femur.
It would have hit me. It probably would have broke my foot.
Yeah.
Or I would have smashed her dog.
Well, yeah, one of the two.
You know? So, knowing that that happens, like, oh, but I usually am pretty good at, like, tightening things. So, you decided to change the light bulb.
No, I didn't even change the light bulb that day. At some point in time, I had changed the light bulb.
Right, exactly. But then you can
I was taking up a floor lamp to put upstairs because we got another floor lamp. I won't say from who.
Look, you can say it's from me. I asked if you wanted it, and you said no, and your wife said yes.
Because I don't like it.
And your wife said, you better shut the fuck up, because I want this lamp. It's from Pier 1.
Well, Debbie's the only other person that liked it, and everyone that I showed on my internet book where we shit-talk people said it looked like anal beads. Okay?
It sure does. Well, look, it's in your house.
No, it's in my house.
She wanted it.
So then I had to take up the old lamp, because now we have a surplus of fucking lamps.
Yeah.
So I take up the reading lamp, like this lamp that has like a reading light, and it's a floor lamp, and I'm like carrying up the stairs. And you gotta like watch, because, you know, the ceiling is grated in that part.
Yes.
So I get up, and I must have whacked the dome light that was not securely tightened with the floor lamp, causing it to bounce off the back of my skull, roll down the stairs into the couch, not break, somehow, which is
I don't know how. It basically had its own little journey.
It did. And then,
not break.
Didn't realize it, but the next day I realized I had a concussion. Because it fell from, like, 2 feet on my head.
So, you send me a text, like, that morning. You're like, get this. And I'm just waiting, thinking that you're going to send me a picture.
Like, I think I stated it because we were talking about going to dinner that night. And I was just like, hey, we made reservations as soon as I get out of the ER. And you're like, what?
No, it was before, when it happened. You were getting ready for it. Because she was your daughter's birthday party.
Oh, that's right. It was the day before,
And I was just like, I forget what we had going on. I remember what it was.
Yeah,
anyway.
All family.
So, you're like, get this. And you tell me, I'm like, oh my, and I even said, do you have a concussion? You're like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
You're like, no, I'm fine.
It hurt. Like, I put ice on it, but I didn't get, like, a goose egg or nothing. And, like, I kind of felt, like, a little dizzy when it first hit me, but then I was fine. And then around, like, 8 o'clock the night, I was like, And then I woke up and I was just like, I'm having trouble doing everything. Like,
right.
I was slow and, like, everything was, like, off. And I
felt like,
dizzy.
I was texting you. And
then I was in the ER.
I'm like, are we still going to dinner? I'm like, and this isn't like you unless you're taking a nap to not get back to me. And then you're just like, yeah, we made reservations. And as soon as I get out of the ER for my concussion, we'll go to dinner. Like,
But the Wait, best part what? Is, like, my mom is, like, the person that worries about everything. Like, my entire childhood was, like, call me when you get there, call me when you leave, call me when you do this, call me that. You know? And then, like college, she kind of had to let go because she didn't know what I was doing. But she still kind of does it now that I'm back in New Jersey. So, she'd call me that whole week because she was trying not to be like that. And then she finally called me, like, on Friday, and she was just like, how's your concussion? And I'm like, well... And she's like, what?
She felt so bad.
Oh, you mean she didn't know that you went to the ER?
Cause I didn't want to... Because I knew I was fine. I didn't want to bring it up. And then she was just, like, jokingly, like, how's your concussion?
You know what's going to happen? Your mom's going to be on her deathbed, and you're going to go visit her, and she's either just going to be like, get the fuck away from me. Or she's just going to be like, I'm sorry I wasn't more caring towards you. And then she'll be like, get out of here. Because, to continue along with your saga of injuries.
So then a week after.
So basically, like, 10 days after your concussion.
Well, it was like 2 weeks, because 10 days after I got checked by the doctor and to make sure that I was okay. And she said I was, you know, fine. The concussion was the syndrome.
So it was, concussion was your daughter's birthday.
Seven to 10 days later. Oh, it was on my birthday on the 13th. I went and got checked up.
Okay. So then you turned 38.
Yes, on Monday, and they said I was fine.
And the birthday gods were like, nope.
Yeah. So they cleared me on Monday. On Wednesday, we had a concert.
Your wife, you guys had a nice, fun evening out, yeah. All planned. Like, you had
Stone
your mom.
Money and Asbury.
Your mom and your mother-in-law, like, sleeping stay over, watching the kid, watching the dog. You're like, this is great. You're going to your favorite town.
Uh-huh.
You're going to see two favorite bands you, like, want to see.
Hour into the concert.
What happens?
I realize I'm fainting. Hour in. Yeah. And I didn't think it was that bad. And then I'm like, we got to go. And, of course, we, like, got as close to the stage as possible. So we were so fucking far up. And then all of a sudden, Sarah's just like, stop pushing me. Why are you pushing me? Because I'm behind her. I wasn't pushing her. I was falling.
It's amazing that you, like, fell forward onto her as opposed to falling backwards.
Yeah, she caught me somehow. And then, I don't know how, but I, like, lost 30 seconds. And then we were inside the Stone Pony. Yeah. I, like, had a heat stroke. And they had put ice on me.
We had, like, I guess,
I cut my knee open. I sprained my ankle.
Yeah, but at the turn, but wait, you have to tell the sprained ankle story, though, because
I only mildly hurt it when I fell. We go to the hotel.
Oh, wait. What? You haven't even finished. Like, so, you fall, you pass out. She starts shaking.
Oh, because I don't remember this part. That's
right.
Why.
And, oh, because now, like, Sarah's trying to get pregnant, so she's off, like, her anxiety medication. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, my God, her anxiety must have been crazy, because
so
here's her wife.
I fell on my knee. They got me to sit.
But you fell down, and Sarah said you were shaking.
Well, I was sitting, and then they tried to give me water, and then I started shaking, and I was spilling the water, and I dropped it, and then I started shaking more, and then I just, like, slumped over.
And Sarah said your lips turned blue.
And my eyes rolled in the back of my head.
And it's all because, like, you had low blood pressure, and your body, like, you have to lay down at that point.
I had
point.
No oxygen or blood pressure and, like, going in my head.
I mean, what's amazing is that the body's smart enough to make you lay down.
Yeah. So the doctor's like, yeah, it looks really scary, like a seizure. She's like, but you know what would be the difference between that and a seizure? Because, like, you can't stop someone who's having seizing. You just have to, like, ride it out, and it takes a long time. It's not, like, quick and then falling over.
Oh, okay, got it.
She said it's, like, it's really fucking scary. You'll definitely know when someone's seizing.
So you kind of hurt your ankle, but I mean, like, you busted open your knee. Like,
yeah,
your knee's
slid
all
on
like,
my
you
knee
slid
gravel.
On your knee. Like, so you finally come to, you guys are just, like, chilling. You're sitting on the boardwalk listening to the concert. You go back to the hotel.
Yeah.
You get off at the elevator and you go right, but you're supposed to go left. And what happens?
I do a little whip doozy turnaround. Ankle pops.
So now you are hobbling.
Hobbling. And it's the same leg that the knees cut open.
It's... You know what? At least
so
that's...
I just hobbled my ass into the shower. I was like... It's like rinsing the shame off.
I'm surprised Sarah didn't watch you in the shower.
And then, of course, we went on the internet to make sure that there was no videos of me.
Were there?
I'm passing out. No.
Okay.
Luckily.
All right, good.
Yeah. Luckily we didn't find any.
Oh, Jesus.
I was like, fat chick. And of all the concerts to pass out, it was Ben Folds and Cake. Like,
you
it wasn't,
so
like, metal.
You were so excited. Yeah. You were so excited that you just couldn't contain yourself.
And then we're like, it's so much better to not even be in the venue and just sit on this boardwalk for free in the grass.
So basically, you have discovered that 38 sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Concussion? I think I really do think that you need to, like, go sequester yourself somewhere.
When is my birthday?
Yeah, but even, like, 2 weeks prior and 2 weeks after. Because 2 years ago, you sliced your hand open.
I did, yes.
So you need to not...
Like, it shot blood shot out of my finger.
Yeah, you...
Like, it was, like, a cartoon, like, bleep, bleep.
But blood freaks you out.
I almost
passed out. And you even said, like, when your heart, you felt your heart beating, and every time your heart beat, like, blood would spurt out of your finger.
Yeah, and this is how much, you know, I was almost passing out, because, like, half the night I spent in her wife's bosom, and I had no clue. I was just like...
Yeah, because we had you, like, in the bathroom, holding your finger up, and you were, Pauline was, like, cradling you to make sure you didn't pass out. Yeah. And you were in her boobs.
She's just holding me, like, crying game style in the shower, like, we're... We had a moment, and I'm just like, like sweating profusely.
You were pale, and you were sweating.
Oh my god!
I'm like, you can't. So with that note,
well, yeah, we want, and Sarah wants to do like something big for the 40th, like go to Vegas or something. We'll probably die.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to talk her out of that. Or although, it's not. She turns 40 in March, and you're 40
April.
April, and you're August.
Yeah,
but it's. It's an election time that it's happening.
Okay.
So she, I think, is going to put in for it to do it, like, in the end of November.
Maybe oh,
like
so my curse might be over by then?
Yeah.
Oh,
Your curse happens the, like, last week of July, like, the first 2 weeks in August.
We want to see Lady Gaga.
Is she going to be playing?
She's going to have residency by then, I think.
Oh, nice. That would be awesome.
Ow.
Well, we're in.
Yes.
Like, let's do it.
All right.
But
we're going to get whores.
Well, you—that's up. I mean, that's up to you and Sarah.
No, we're buying everyone whores.
Oh well, I'll just talk to them and be like, "You can do better with your life. Unless this is what you want to do. If this is what you want to do, then congratulations. That's great.
I'm not going to allow that to happen. You have to have sex with the whore.
I don't know.
It's my birthday.
Are you watching?
Yeah. I'm like, shut up, Heather. Fuck that whore.
I don't want to do this anymore.
You fuck that whore.
It's going to be the next ragtime. Like Nicole made me do this to a whore. I hate Nicole.
It's like, you're like, I can't make love to my wife anymore. Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
No, thank you.
We'll just go to Lady Gaga and see the Tiger show. Oh, there's not, doesn't exist anymore.
Oh my god.
Poor Tiger, guys.
There might be a Space Force by that point. That's what, I mean, everyone can be pissed off about Space Force. Shall we?
Yeah.
I can't.
All the memes that are like, when's Space Force happening? Is it going to happen around the same time that Flint has clean water? Or Puerto Rico has electricity? Or there isn't a poverty problem in America? Or this or that? Like, why do we need fucking Space Force?
You know what's very interesting is that I think a lot of us, with Trump being president, a lot of us have become woke, as the kids say these days. I mean, some of the shit could have been happening with Obama. Like, you know, the immigration policy. What have you. Was he separating families? I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah, he was.
But I didn't know about it.
Trump?
No, Obama, with immigrants coming in and seeking
not
asylum.
Not like that. It wasn't zero tolerance.
Right, exactly. That. So with him doing this bullshit, it's just like, what? And then, of course...
Like Obama was very bad. He had a bunch of deportations and things, yes.
Right, yeah. But we didn't really know about it.
No.
Because I think a lot of us were just like...
Because it didn't affect us, because we're asshole white people.
That, and I think, like, for the most part, it's like, oh, when Bush was re-elected, it's like, oh, all right, like, it can't be that bad. Like, yeah. You know, because we weren't given a right at that point.
Remember when we were scared of John McCain and Sarah Palin? Remember that? Wasn't that quaint? Like, really, this lady's stupid. We're like...
Can we go back to that
time? She was
just
the vice president. She was meaningless.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, John McCain's not the best, but, I mean, now he seems pretty cool compared to...
Right.
To Trump.
Coming in at, like, 2 a.m. going, thumbs down, like, yeah,
I just had fucking shit talk taken out of my goddamn brain.
Yeah, maverick me. Yeah, I don't know. Like, now I'm just, like, everything he does. I mean, I still... say it every day, like, oh, for fuck's sake. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if we're going to get out of it, because what's really, really fucking scary is reading about, you know, liberals that write, like, Trump could actually get reelected in 2020. Like,
yes.
What?
Yeah.
How is this, like, why? How? Why? How? Why? I don't understand. And I'm like, why can't we go back to the Bush years?
Oh,
can we?
God.
Can we please?
They should just, like, have people as surrogates that hold you. Like, just hold me.
But it's not going to help me. I really do think I need... Maybe we... Jersey will finally legalize weed, and I will just be high all the time. Yeah. But it still doesn't take away, like, that...
No, it doesn't.
And I don't know if you have this, and I'm sure you probably do. Like, it's now subconsciously this just anxiety of something could happen at any moment where it takes the rights away from me.
Oh, yeah.
And... You know, I was talking to my friend yesterday.
Fascists are openly marching in the streets with no qualms about it. Because they think it's cool. It's all right now.
It's almost like I can't hold my wife's hand in fear that I'm going to get the shit beat out of me. It's almost like in the 1980s.
I know.
70s or 80s. And it's just like, we have the same rights as you, motherfucker.
No.
But it's like, you have to worry about where you go. Now it's kind of like, what was I talking about? African Americans had... a secret book, like back in the 60s, as to where to travel.
The Green Book.
The Green Book, right. So I think gays might have had that in the 80s.
Yeah. Well, but, they even kind of still have it now on the internet. They have, travel sites that tell you what countries or what part of the U.S. is best to stay.
Right. I mean, there is purplereroots.com. That's where we found, our one bed and breakfast. That's like gay-owned. Yeah, exactly.
So, the area is good. I mean, some things are just known, too. Like, Provincetown is known. Like, just areas are known.
Right, but
still,
it's
things happen.
What if you want to go to the Grand Canyon?
There was
Canyon.
An attack in San Francisco recently, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's like, I want to go to the Grand Canyon, and I should be allowed to hold her hand without judgment. Mm-hmm. Like, who...
How else are you going to push her in the canyon?
I don't want to push her in the canyon. I know you think I do, but I don't.
No, I don't. If you want to kill somebody, you do it on a cruise ship. I mean, don't be an amateur.
Well, you do it on the back of the ship, so the...
It doesn't matter where... One person has been prosecuted in any of these cases where they were...
Pushed?
Fell off the boat.
I don't know how you fall off the boat. Unless, you're so stupid and you decide to, climb the balcony railing.
I have no clue.
And you're just like, whoa, it's slippery!
Yeah. So, hot tip for anybody who wants to murder their spouse. Cruise.
Yeah, cruise them. Throw them off the cruise.
Be suspicious if your spouse is very pushy about cruises. Just be suspicious. Check if there's been any life insurance policies taken out on you. If they're constantly pushing to go on a cruise and you're like, I'm not sure about it. They're like, we really should go on a cruise. Be like,
Oh, goodness.
Like, what's this policy?
So basically if Sarah's like, let's go, instead of Vegas, let's do a cruise for...
Yeah, just a cruise. Me and Nicole are going to be on the front of the ship and everybody else will be on a different side of the ship. Like, why? I don't know, but one night we'll meet for dinner. Me and Nicole are going to walk separately. This is very detailed. Why are you telling me all this?
Where's the call?
Overboard. And I won't be like...
You mean the movie?
No, she didn't have plates on her hand. She's dead.
Oh.
What? But why?
Just eat your food.
Don't I killed her, but no one's going to prosecute me, so I'm
and
just
And all of a sudden, she's like, rolling in money.
Yeah.
Rolling naked in ones.
Yeah, I already got the policy.
Nice.
It's instantaneous.
Oh, my God. So what else has pissed you off this last 3 months, besides the heat?
Getting... I like Canadian geese.
They are all over the place, aren't they?
They are. I just don't like the look of them. They're shifty.
Were you at a light and did one give you the evil eye?
I've been bitten by them as a child.
No, you were not.
Yeah, when you try to feed the ducks.
Get out of here.
Yeah, they bite you.
Why are you getting that close? Just throw the bread and
they
go away.
They run at you. They're pieces of shit.
Really?
Yeah, they're very aggressive.
They're like wild turkeys?
The Bergen County geese are aggressive. North Jersey geese don't fuck around.
Because it is North Jersey.
Yeah.
Damn.
And they hurt when they bite for something with no teeth. It hurts.
Well, that beak's got a... That
and then I just found out, the other day on the internet that it's like really bad that we're feeding bread to ducks. It just fills their tummies.
Oh, yeah. Did you post that?
Yeah, it just fills their tummies.
I felt really bad.
And their nutrition.
I fed a lot of ducks bread.
Yeah, everybody did.
Well, who did?
Just in the 90s and early 2000s, they were kind of like, stop feeding ducks bread. But when we were little, it was just like, no one give a shit. You brought your old bread that went stale.
Right, exactly.
And you fed it to the ducks.
And you thought you were doing them a service.
You were not. You were doing them a disservice.
God, I'm mad at myself now. God, I'm an asshole for feeding ducks bread.
Oh, I found out from Siobhan that if you say doing a mischief, it means hurting yourself.
Doing a mischief?
Doing a mischief.
Oh, a mischief.
Yeah. Because she asked if I had been doing a mischief, making sure I hadn't gotten hurt again. And we were like, what? And then she was just like, oh, sorry to confuse you with my weird dialect. And then she explained it. I'm like, I'm using that from now on. She's like, go on, confuse society with your... With that. No one's going to know what you're talking about.
Well, you've been doing Siobhan's the best.
That, and she calls me love, so I like that.
Oh, so this is where, you know who pissed me off?
Siobhan.
No. Her name's Sheila Butler.
Well,
she's from Georgia.
All right, what'd she do?
So, I read this article, and I'm a little drunk at this point.
Okay.
I can remember this because I was so angry when it happened, and now I've kind of like gotten past it. But basically, it was a Washington Post article that a Methodist church in Alabama that are evangelical Christians.
Okay.
And
they wanted to be Methodist.
They pretty much all supported Trump.
Okay.
But they're questioning, you know, their loyalty to him now.
All right.
But this one woman named Sheila Butler.
Of course it is.
And I have to read this just because this is what really pissed me off.
I hope her middle name's an O.
O Butler?
S-O-B.
Ooh. You know what? We'll just do it. Ophelia.
That S-O-B. What about her?
That's right. So Sheila Butler, who sat on the sixth pew on the right side, who said, quote, we're moving toward the annihilation of Christians.
Yeah, no, we're not.
Exactly. She was 67, a Sunday school teacher who said this was the only way to understand how Christians like her supported Trump. Here we go. Quote, Obama was acting at the behest of the Islamic nation. End quote. Like, are you kidding me? People like this, like,
what if he's Muslim?
But there's proof that he wasn't. Like,
what does it matter either way, anyway, okay.
Right. So she said this. She began one afternoon when she was getting her nails done with her friend Linda. She was referring to allegations that President Barack Obama is a Muslim, not a Christian. Allegations that are false.
Yes.
Proven time and time again. But again, it's like...
It's like, because you could also be Muslim and be in the government. Okay, right. So your point.
Quote, he carried a Quran, and it was not for literary purposes.
Who cares?
If you look at it, the number of Christians is decreasing. The number of Muslims have grown. We allowed them to come in. End quote.
Yeah, so what? There's...
Here we go. And then Linda...
of America. Okay.
Linda decided to chime in while she's getting her nails did. Obama woke a sleeping nation, but no. Sheila corrected Linda and said, he awoke a sleeping Christian nation. Are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
Right, this is what really, really pissed me off. So basically, and it says, Linda then nodded her agreement. It wasn't just Muslims that posed the threat, she said, but all kinds of immigrants coming into the country. Unpapered people, Sheila said, adding that she had seen them in the county emergency room and they got treated before her. Right.
Okay. Well, is there something wrong with them worse than you, stupid?
And then the Americans are not served, end quote. Love thy neighbor, she said, meant love thy American neighbor. This is why I hate this woman.
Yeah.
So much. Welcome the stranger, she said, meant the legal immigrant stranger. The Bible says, if you do this to the least of these, you do it to me, Sheila said, quoting Jesus. But the least of these are Americans, not the ones crossing the border. So this woman thinks the Bible is just about basically white Americans.
The borders of her country.
I can't.
And I'm sure people that are actually American, born here, or are citizens, just because they are not white to her, they are still immigrants.
Correct.
Yeah. Correct. That's why I read this whole article where it's like, why do you know, I never noticed it, but I have noticed now that I'm watching more travel shows, they refer to white people in non-white countries as expats, expatriates. They refer to brown people in white countries as immigrants.
So, if you and me are white.
Yeah, we move to Jamaica.
Or India.
Yeah.
We would be considered expatriates.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay.
But if you're Indian and you come to America, you're an immigrant.
And if you're brown and if your parents are brown... And you were born here.
You're still an immigrant.
Even though
you're a goddamn Mexican. Because everyone's Mexican that's brown. to these people.
It's basically the Sheila Butlers of the world that piss me off.
Sheila Butler can take a nice, big old, juicy donkey dick in the butt.
Yes, please. Please. Please.
So I think about you, Sheila Butler.
Exactly.
USOB.
And it's just like, how many times has it been, like, proven
that immigrants help?
Help
society?
And yeah. Like, Barack Obama was not a Muslim.
Everything
like
that,
he did not carry the Quran.
Everything
like,
that makes so that makes your entitled little world work is fueled by people without papers.
Right.
Every meal you sit and eat out was probably somehow either the farm workers, the people in the kitchen.
Of course.
Like, come on, man.
Well, Samantha Bee this past week.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Mm-hmm.
That whole thing about restaurants.
Yeah, the restaurant industry.
It's all immigrants.
Sure.
And it's just like, if you don't have the dishwashers, if you don't have the table setters, if you don't have the wait staff, like, you don't have the sous chefs, all this stuff, you're not eating out.
Yes.
So you guess what, white people? You have to cook your own damn
food. Guess what? There's nothing worse than not eating out.
Just so, tip well.
Yeah.
Because it gets split between all the people that served you your meal.
Yeah.
Don't be assholes.
And keep eating out.
Exactly. Like, I just can't. I can't. So that was my thing.
All right.
I think we
ranted a lot.
Is that all you got?
I don't know. We seem to have ranted a lot. I want to cut it off.
That's true.
Don't want to kill people.
That's true. Good point.
Been ranting for 31 minutes.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. So, so us ranting has been enough.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the summer edition of Ragtime. If you like what you hear, email Denise. D-Nice.
Hey, Ron. Email them, too. Yeah. Listen to our other podcasts.
At podcast.com.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Ooh.
He did it.
Yeah. I've been drinking beer. I don't know.
All right.
At this point, I don't know.
Peace. Bye.